sought a sajda in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. This book, which contains no doubt, is revealed by the Rabb of the worlds. Do people say he has forged it? Nay, it is the truth from your Rabb, so that you may warn a people to whom no warner has come before you, so that they may receive guidance. It is Allah who has created the heavens, the earth, and all that is between them in six periods, then firmly established himself on the throne of authority. You have no guardian or intercessor besides him. Will you not then take heed? He plans all affairs from the heavens to the earth, and each affair ascends to him in a time period which, to your calculations, is 1,000 years. Such is he, the knower of all the hidden and the open, the Almighty, the Merciful. It is he who has given the best form to everything that he has created. He originated the creation of man from clay, then automated the creation of his progeny by an extract of despicable water. Then he fashioned him in due proportion and breathed into him of his spirit. He gave you ears, eyes, and heart, yet you are seldom thankful. They say, what? Once we are lost in the earth, shall we be created afresh? Nay, they deny the fact that they will ever meet their Rabb. Say, the angel of death who is assigned for you will carry off your souls and bring you back to your Rabb. If only you could visualize when the criminals will hang their heads before their Rabb, saying, our Rabb, we have seen and we have heard. Please, send us back to the world and we will do good deeds. We are now convinced. In response to that, it will be said, had we so willed, we could have given every soul its guidance, but my word which I had said has been fulfilled, that I shall fill hell with jinns and men all together. Now taste the reward for your forgetting the meeting of this day. We too have forgotten you now. Taste the everlasting punishment in consequence of your misdeeds. Only those people believe in our revelations who, when they are reminded of them, prostrate themselves in adoration and celebrate the praises of their Rabb and are not puffed up with pride. Who forsake their beds and invoke their Rabb with hope and fear, and they spend in charity out of the sustenance which we have given them. No one knows what delights of the eye have been kept hidden for them as a reward for their good deeds. Can he who is a believer be like the one who is a transgressor? Of course, they are not alike. As for those who believe and do good deeds, they shall be awarded the gardens of paradise as a reward for their labors. But those who transgress shall be cast into the fire. Whenever they try to escape from it, they shall be pushed back into it, and it will be said to them, taste the punishment of the fire which you used to deny. We shall certainly make them taste the lighter torment in this life before the greater punishment of the hereafter, so that they may return to the right way. Who could be more unjust than the one who is reminded of the revelations of his Rabb and turns away from them? Surely we shall take vengeance on such criminals. We gave the book to Musa, so be not in doubt of receiving this book which meets the same criteria. And we made it a guide for the children of Israel. When they showed patience, we appointed from among them leaders giving guidance under our command, so long as they continued to have faith in our revelations. Surely your Rabb will decide between them on the day of resurrection concerning those matters wherein they differ among themselves. Do they not learn a lesson from the historical events of how generations we have destroyed before them in whose dwelling places they move about? Surely there are signs in this. Do they not listen? Do they not see how we drive the rain to the parched lands and therefrom bring forth crops of which they and their cattle eat? Have they no vision? Still they say, When will this judgment take place if you are telling the truth? Tell them, on the day of judgment, it will be of no benefit to the unbelievers, even if they believe, since at that time they will not be granted a respite. Therefore, pay no heed to them, and wait as they are waiting. Surat Al